Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back to the program, and man, oh man, thanks so much to Ron Wolf and Mike Bauman. I've known Michael for many years. I've known both him and Ron equally as long, and it was great to get both of them in studio. And they were originally going to come in for 15 minutes, and they came early and said, do you care? We're just going to come in and hang out? And it's like, no, not at all. So great to get both of those guys in here for such a long period of time. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends over there at Cousin Subs. Speaking of the Packers, you could be sitting on the 50-yard line, Lambeau Field, plush leather recliners. All you have to do is go to Packers.com/best seats. That's Packers.com/best seats. Get signed up. You can do it daily all the way through December 8th. And in addition to that, you can see the rules, regulations, details, everything to get yourself right there on the 50-yard line, all brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. That's where they believe in better. That's Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Bring him in now, our green and gold analyst, Paul Emick.
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Emick is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Paul Emick, our green and gold analyst. Paul, how are you doing today?
What's going on, Bill? How are you?
We are good. It's tough to follow Ron Wolf and the stories that he told and the opinions that he has. Man, I don't know if you had a chance to hear any of that today.
Yeah. I am a podcast at night guy most of the time, so that's when I go back to my BillMichaelsSports.com pods, my 105.7FMTheFan.com pod. So I look forward to listening that tonight, Bill. Sounds like you guys had, what, 30, 40, 50 minutes together?
45 minutes with them. So, yeah, it was...
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was great. It's all, and I could have gone 2 more hours and just shared stories, but it's always
Ron,
good.
Ron Wolf, I mean, with what he did for the Packers, I mean, as a guy in his mid-30s who grew up in Wisconsin, Ron Wolf is the GM of my childhood, of my lifetime, of the reason that probably is a big reason that I care about football in the first place. So, I mean, it's as monumental as it comes in terms of guests, that's for sure.
The credit goes to Ron Wolf, who then gives the credit to Brett Favre and Reggie White.
Sure.
But I've always said none of this starts without a guy in Bob Harlan who said, you know what, business needs to get out of football, and I got to find a football guy that's going to be able to do this. To me, that was the start. That was really... The bringing it down to a very basic, very easy level, but making it all work was magnificent, and it all starts with Bob Harlan.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's why that success of how that worked is why people got Packers fans were obviously bothered by Mark Murphy's sort of change of the guard, and I'm one of those people, Bill, that says, hey, you know, just because 25 years ago that's what was needed doesn't mean it's needed today. I'm open-minded enough to think that. It was great that it happened the way it did then, and that maybe it was a necessary thing now. But it tells you how much success there was in Harlan handing things over to Wolf, who, of course, made the huge acquisitions of Favre and Reggie White, et cetera, is why Packers fans, at least of my generation and probably generation above mine, are so attached to the idea that football and business need to be separate entities. Mark Murphy, obviously, with a different idea, but whatever they're doing through 2 weeks so far of the Murphy, Gutekunst, LaFleur era has certainly worked so far. So I suppose early returns are okay.
Want to ask you, we were sitting here talking a little bit earlier, and probably you know, we're going to discuss this a lot coming up on Friday, but As we get set to witness the Packers take on the Denver Broncos, Denver loses a heartbreaker. They're now coming in at 2-0. To me, they've got one of two ways to go. They either start to tack their tail and call it a season because even though it's early, they realize they just don't have enough in the tank, or they come in completely revved up because they know they have to get one, not starting 0-3, which proves to be the most difficult of tasks for the Green Bay Packers. And it's not like you're bringing them into a cold climate or anything like that. You're bringing them into what should be a decent day. So what do you feel the Packers are facing in Denver right now?
Well, Denver 0-2, yes, that's what the record says. I'm sure they feel like they're 1-1. That doesn't do them any good, but they feel like they're 1-1. Go back and look at that hit, and you can even barely call it a hit, that Chubb had on Mitch Trubisky that was called for a 15-yarder, and it sure felt a lot like Clay Matthews last year, I believe, week 2, Kirk Cousins, where you just like, what? That's a 15-yard penalty? And that did cost Denver the game. Now, Chicago extended that drive. They had, 25, 30-yard completion down the field, sets up a 53-yard field goal that Pinheiro nails. I mean, there's still credit to be given there to Chicago and, of course, to Pinheiro, their kicker. But Denver has to feel a lot like what Green Bay felt like the day after those Clay Matthews, air quotes, roughing the passer, end air quotes, type of penalties, which was just like, come on. Like, what Chubb just did is not a penalty, or at least not egregious enough for a situational flag there. So 0-2, but not a bad 0-2 team, a defensive-led 0-2 team. Flacco, I mean, it is, you're going to get what you're going to get. You're going to see a very Cousins Trubisky-esque guy, but one with a little bit more experience, with a Super Bowl ring to his name. If Denver's going to win this game, much like how I felt like if the Bears were going to win against Green Bay, much like how I felt if the Vikings were going to win against Green Bay last week, they're going to do it defensively. And, when you have Fangio steering pieces like Von Miller and like Bradley Chubb, you have a heck of a defensive matchup on your hands. So, yeah, it's 0-3 facing desperation type time for Denver. But they're not there's some bad 0-2 teams in the league, Bill. There's some real, Dolphins. There's some really bad 0-2 teams in the league. Denver's not that. So this is a good opponent that, obviously, I'm a good, not great, a fine, good opponent that I don't, should Denver be worse than 7-9 as a team this year? No. So they're going to collect their 7 wins somewhere. You just have to make sure it doesn't happen noon on Sunday in Lambeau Field.
Do you think the offensive line right now is the biggest Achilles heel?
For Green Bay?
Yeah. It's not being rated very high. I mean, and for those who do that for a living and rate every block and every maneuver and it's not being rated very high. Obviously, they've had some trouble with the guard position.
Right, and I have seen the rankings. I mean, you almost have to kind of take it like Brian Bulaga is playing great. Okay, so even if you want to go right to left, the problem is probably more so on the interior where Lane Taylor, did you hear what LaFleur said today about Elton Jenkins, Bill?
No, I have not. Not yet.
Gushing with praise. So,
well, he praised both of those guys after the game, and both of those guys I saw at one point or another throughout the game were looking at the world on their back.
Yeah, and again, there was a time in week one where I thought Lane Taylor just get destroyed, and I was like, why is he still the starter? Now, I it's early in the season. Jenkins is a second-round rookie. So if you want to look at left guard specifically, you would say it's a matter of time before Jenkins is the full-time guy there. And that time might be Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised if this becomes as early as week 3, Jenkins' full-time job. Now, that's not to say that he's performed spectacularly, but I think with what I heard in LaFleur's comments today, he's getting closer and closer to maybe making that decision final. Lindsley, there was a poor snap. There's been some other miscommunications. Has not been, I think, what we saw Lindsley in 2017, 2016, the reason that you gave him the big extension that you did. And I think Billy Chinich to this point has been below average from what I would have expected. So the interior of the line does concern me, but not to the point where you start to look at it and you can say, when you have a running back like Aaron Jones, and if you want to look at the ground game specifically as it relates to offensive line, Aaron Jones is elusive to the point that you don't need the biggest cutback lane. Aaron Jones is that dynamic of a runner in the backfield. And that's not to excuse offensive line play, because think how much bigger his runs would be if he actually did have more room to operate. So for me, Bill, Yes, there's an offensive line concern to a point. And there's also concern, though, if you want to, you know, look at another option out there, who is going to be sort of – we're going to need to see more, I think, gradually of Valdez-Scantling and of Geronimo Allison and of Jimmy Graham take some more pressure off of Davante Adams. I think they've each had their moments so far. Allison with some work in week two. MBS has done okay. Jimmy Graham had the touchdown in week one that has sort of been his moment so far as a Packers tight end of the 2019 offense. But I might in a very slight, you know, a slight difference rate the rest of the pass catchers outside of Davante Adams as a slightly bigger concern. It doesn't mean I don't think that Allison and MVS and those guys are going to figure it out, but they, you know, let's face it, Davante Adams, as good as he is, he needs to stop getting double and triple teamed, and the only way for that to happen is for the rest of the pass catchers to step up. So I would slightly rank that ahead of offensive line for me right now.
So before I let you go, and this is probably going to lead us into Friday, but as we sit here today and start getting ready for the game on Sunday to kind of analyze what it is we're looking for, what is it that you're starting to kind of hone in on?
Yeah, Bill, I am – there's things with offense, and that's all great. I am just looking to see at what point does this Packers defense truly falter, if at all. Does it happen? What type of quarterback are you going to have to face? Because it's not Trubisky, it's not Cousins, it's not going to be Flacco, I don't think, that is going to be able to be the guy that puts this defense on its heels. How many quarterbacks that they're going to face this year have the talent to take what I have seen from the Packers defense through two games and make them look questionable? You know, make them look like a defense that shouldn't be being talked about as a top 10 defense. Do you think Jaire Alexander is going to get worse with experience? No. He's going to keep getting better. Do you think Kevin King, the longer he stays healthy and the further he becomes removed from hamstring injuries and everything else and shoulders, that he's going to get worse? No. It's, when you have a secondary particularly, but also a defensive group as a whole, Kenny Clark, 23 years old, Blake Martinez, I believe, 25, two 26-year-old edge rushers in Preston and Za'Darius Smith. This is not like an old defense where you think, well, you know, Matthews gets banged up and Perry, he's always banged up. And, you know, going back a few years, yeah, well, Julius Peppers is durable, but he's 36. And, well, Quentin Dix, at what point is he going to face a situation where he's just not going to tackle? Or there's a point, I think, on the team this year defensively, Bill, where I'm wondering how good of an offense they're going to have to face before they don't look, dare I say, dominant. So I don't see that happening Sunday, but I am, you know, as much as throughout the years, it's easier to get geared up to watch an offensive-minded football team in Green Bay led by Aaron Rodgers. I want to see this defense just continue to maul and see if they can do that, because I don't think that Flacco and a Denver offense is going to be the group that puts up 20 or more. And I'm wondering what team that's going to be. Because, Bill, I mean, man, how many times do you really think a team is going to score 20 or more on the Packers this year from what you've seen so far? My number is like 3. So that's kind of where my head's at right now defensively for the Packers.
Paul, always good. We'll chat again on Friday, okay?
All right, Bill. Thanks.
Appreciate
so much,
it, pal. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes. And he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey, I've been telling you for a while now about the Biofuels Association. And, you know, there's some unrest that's back in the headlines regarding the Middle East and oil production there. I just want to emphasize to you that if the unleaded 88, you've been using unleaded 88 or 85, you are doing your part to vote with your wallet. I don't know about you, but it kind of makes me uneasy that we might get pulled into something again in the Middle East. Again, not political, just the facts. And I don't like it when we get pulled into stuff like that. When you're talking about, you know, the energy concerns. I'm concerned that's going to cost us more as taxpayers, right? Again, not political, just the facts. There's a lot of things that go up, and gas is one of them when we get into a little bit of unrest. So you can vote with your wallet. Let the markets know that you choose the highest blend of ethanol that's approved for your vehicle. In most vehicles, that's E15 or unleaded 88. In flex fuel vehicles, that's E85, where 85% of the fuel you're burning was produced right here in the state of Wisconsin, not in the Middle East. The corn was grown right here in the Corn Growers Association. The fuel was refined here as well. So vote with your wallet and to get all the facts, go to wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org and see for yourself. Going to continue to chat when we come back. Matt LaFleur, his presser from yesterday. You're going to want to hear it. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Reminding you, tomorrow we're going to kind of squeeze them all together and make a show out of it. Tomorrow night, the Bill Michaels Huddle back on the road again. We're going to be at Who's on Third on 3rd Street in Milwaukee. That's going to be tomorrow night, 6 to 8. Scott Grodzki from CBS 58 is going to be there. Also, Dennis Krause is going to be joining us for the first time ever. Dennis Krause is going to be there, and he is from Spectrum News 1. Also, our good buddy Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Why? Because the Brewers game tomorrow afternoon is a 3 o'clock start. So by the time the game is ending, Tim would be going on the air on our flagship station. But in reality, let's be honest, right now one of the hottest stories in all of sports is the run that the Brewers are on, pressing their way into the postseason if they can indeed make it. So get another win tonight, get another win tomorrow. Oh, my God. The town, the state, Brewers Nation going to be absolutely off the hook. So we felt it pertinent. We're going to kind of just mash it all together. So we're going to talk a lot of Packers, going to talk a lot of Brewers, give our picks for the NFL, and then who knows, maybe even a few picks for the National League Central. But right now, one of the hottest stories is the run that this Brewers team is on. And it's all brought to you tomorrow night and every day by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Matt LaFleur, this is from, pardon me, I said from yesterday. This is from today. Matt LaFleur just met with the media. Take a listen. So there you go. Matt LaFleur, the head coach of your Green Bay Packers, at the podium just a little while ago. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back. A couple of headlines, as a matter of fact, we'll get into that are national speaking, not local. And then we'll talk some more about this Brewers team, get you ready for tonight's contest, and also some Packers chatter to wrap it up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Hey, good news. My mouth got tied up there for a minute. Congratulations to everybody at the staff and management of Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. They have sold out their golf outing. So if you were waiting to the last minute to get into the golf outing next Wednesday out at Western Lakes Golf Course, sorry. It is so officially today completely sold out. So that's good news. And it all benefits Give Kids the World. So that's huge. And like I've been saying all along, it's out at Western Lakes Golf Course in Pewaukee. And anybody that's a golfer has probably played there in an outing at one time or another and knows that they know how to put on a good outing. So I'm sure that has something to do with it. So kudos to everybody over at The Fan. Hey, some news today. Rick Pitino in Louisville. They reached a settlement in the lawsuits that came from his departure back in 2017, back in October of 2017. Pitino, by the way, no money from the school. None. His personnel file shall reflect that his employment with University of Louisville ended as a result of resignation. So in other words, he wanted to keep his good name. Pitino sued the university back a while ago, the Athletic Association, for a breach of contract and was seeking $35 million. So he went from $35 to nothing. University of Louisville filed counterclaims pursuing damages allegedly caused by Pitino. So both Pitino's lawsuit and Louisville's lawsuit were dismissed as a result of today's settlement. In his individual statement, Pitino said he dropped the lawsuit against the advice of his lawyer and is looking forward to what's next in his career. Now, Pitino's saying that his lawyer wanted to press on. Well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Maybe it's just more of a PR move. But he said, today I move on in a new chapter in my life. I'm very proud of many accomplishments that my team's achieved at Louisville. I'm so thankful and honored to coach such dedicated athletes. I'm also disappointed as to how it ended, but yada, yada, yada. Okay. As a coach, he's held responsible. Yes. Okay, there you go. Patino's reign at Louisville. I mean, let's be honest. Going all the way back to the Karen Cunningham Cypher debacle and the details that came out about the extramarital affair with an assistant coach's wife and everything that went on, and then obviously over at the Hall, it was you couldn't help but say there were issues, you know. So it was time for Patino to go, and we kind of felt he wasn't going to survive that. Meantime, you go over to New York, and in New York, there's a senator there that has now proposed a bill. A state senator from Brooklyn aiming to make New York the first state that requires colleges to pay student athletes. Senator Kevin Parker proposed a bill earlier this week that would give college athletes the right to sell the rights to their own names, images, likenesses, all of that. Parker told ESPN on Wednesday that he has since added an amendment that would require a college athletic department to give 15% share of annual revenue to all student athletes. Now, the revenue, Parker said, would be divided equally among all the student-athletes who compete for the school, not just about one. He said it's about equity. So these young people that are adding their skill and talent and labor to the universities, you don't need the shortcuts and the end-arounds because now we're providing some real support for some of these student-athletes. Now, remember, something like this was proposed out in California, and the NCAA, they ended up basically saying, look, if that happens and you're forced forcing us to do that via the athletic departments and such, then we'll just say California is not a part of the NCAA anymore. So now we'll see. Now we'll see. California bill would make it illegal for colleges in that state to take away an athlete's scholarship or eligibility as punishment for accepting any endorsement money. This comes from California Governor Gavin Newsom. He's going to decide sometime in the next month whether to sign the bill into law. Now, that's what they were proposing in California. Now we'll wait and see. But there's a lot of states that are taking this on that say, look, the student-athlete, you know, scholarship or no scholarship, should be paid something for their likeness because the NCAA, the schools, they're making millions on these guys and girls. The problem is that Title IX and equality comes into this. So people on the rowing team are going to be getting the same money as the star quarterback on a big-time football team. And some are saying, well, wait a minute. You know, I mean, the football team and the basketball team pretty much is where the money's being made. And now they're talking about equality and everybody benefiting from it, and that's great because the high tide raises all ships. But in reality, you know, it's the football players and the basketball players that are making the coin, and they're kind of looking at it as pay the sports that support the universities and not pay everybody because then you're just feeding off of us all over again. So anyway, it's going to continue to be fascinating because it's a legitimate argument, and I've said it time and again. I just think that every rule that was written has been written because it's been broken or because that circumstance came up, and that was a shame because everybody and anybody was trying to circumvent the system, and and now you've got it so tight that, and I've said this before, you know, you get a scenario in which you're coming home from practice, say late fall, early winter, it's 5:30. Time's already changed. It's dark out. It's pouring down rain, and you live about a mile from, maybe a half mile, we'll say, from where the workout facility is to where your dorm is, okay? So then when you look at all of this and a booster drives by and says, hey, you know, Bill, how you doing today? You know, man, it's terrible out, isn't it? Yeah, it is. How you guys look this weekend? Well, we'll be okay. You know, we're looking pretty good. Hey, let me give you a ride over to your dorm real quick. So you go a half a mile. That's an illegal acceptance of a benefit. Suddenly your ability, your eligibility is at jeopardy. That's just stupid. But it is what it is because somebody has broken the rules. So now they're talking more about paying these people so you can maybe afford an Uber or maybe afford to go out and get a pizza every now and then or what have you. So we'll see what happens. 855-830-8648. When we come back, let's get you set up for the Brewers game upcoming tonight. Talk a little more Packers chatter as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. Don't forget, today only, this Wednesday, is the Dollar for the Rib Sandwich Day. So stop in, pack your pockets, pack your pants. Rib sandwiches today. Go in and get them. They're so good. They really, really are. That's what everybody was lining up for today when I was stopping at the one over there on Watertown on 164. Stop in and get them. Stop in and grab them, and also track everything on your Quick Rewards card. Go to quicktrip.com and check it all out, or go download the Quick Rewards app, or just stop in and get the card, then activate it. You're good to go. It's that simple from our friends over there at Quick Trip. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe Zanzola across the way. You want to chime in the last segment here, feel free to do it. 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals Talk Line. Admirals 50 Talk Line, by the way. Some emails to get to. And this one is from Mike, who says, I'm all in. I went from being pessimistic about the Milwaukee Brewers to all in. I think this team, with the magic they have, the ability to score runs, and the arms to get outs, I'm back on the World Series bandwagon. While I believe the Dodgers are the best team in Major League Baseball, I think the Brewers can get them. Maybe it's just the optimist in me, and maybe I'm bleeding blue and gold, but I do believe that the Brewers have enough and some momentum going right now to be able to topple many teams, not only in the National League, but in baseball as well. I think they're going to knock off the Dodgers and head off to the World Series to face the Houston Astros. Go ahead and book it, guys. Mike, that is, if that's where you're at, kudos to you. Look, I'm not going to argue with you, because who am I to say? I didn't think they would start this bit of a roll that they're on right now anyway. But for what they've done has been fabulous. I just don't know of any team that has been able to keep this up for, you know, 2 months. Because, in essence, you started this back in August, and you got to go through August to September and October to get there. So I don't know if they can keep it up, but I'll say this. I also did not think, or put it this way, I don't want to, because I never put a nail in their coffin to where I thought this team is out of the postseason and proclaimed it. Because last year, I said, well, they're playing for the wild card, and lo and behold, they came back and won the division. I said this year, I said, the ability to win the division, the light at the end of the tunnel is dimming. Or I said something about maybe the light on the horizon, whatever it is. I said it's dimming, but it's not out, and I kept coming back to last year. Just something happened. They expanded those rosters. Craig Counsell did a masterful job at manipulating it, and next thing you know, they're off and running, and they got a win streak going on, and the Cubs started to falter, and thus game 163. Wouldn't it be ironic if they had to this time play 163 at Miller Park, but this time it was against, say, the Cardinals. And in the last 2 years, they beat both nemesis to advance into the postseason. How cool would that be? This one is from Steve. Our buddy Steve in Richfield says, Happy Wednesday. How did the Brewers do it again in September? It's freaking awesome and a lot of fun. I mentioned yesterday that this September sizzle team has this hot, has gotten hot at the absolute right time. How reminiscent is this year compared to last? Last year, they had five-game losing streak right before the All-Star game and then heated up in August and then got some September sizzle going. This year, it's almost identical. Kudos to David Stearns, Craig Counsell, and the entire organization on staying the course. By the way, where are the Atanasio bashers now? Let's enjoy the hell out of this run and support the team in the playoffs again. That's our buddy Steve listening to us in Richfield. Steve, appreciate the phone call. I got an email here from Dan. And Dan says, this happened last year with Craig Counsell and the ability to manipulate the roster. Is he only a good manager when the rosters get bigger and you throw a bunch of rum-dums out there that really have never been seen before, so therefore there's not a book on them? That makes Craig Counsell look like a fabulous manager? Question mark. I don't think so. I think this is the same old team we saw. They're going to get beat in the postseason, and we're all going to be crying on our beer all over again until David Stearns goes out and gets some real pitching and one better bat down at the first baseline or third baseline. This team isn't going anywhere. Same old Brewers. That's from Dan. Dan, man, you know what? A buddy of mine told me, if you wake up negative and you think negative and everything you talk about has a negative connotation to it, you end up being a very negative person. There's a theme there. Okay, and you end up living an angry, miserable life. Think about the good side of things, okay? Because for everything you just said, I can go to the opposite. I can say, you know what? They're getting it done, and they're right now on the heels of the St. Louis Cardinals, which would basically, if they win the division, that means they won a division. You can't take that away from them. And they did it with a team that you feel is completely inadequate and inept. Do I think they need more pitching? Yes. Yes. I think they're going to go out and get some in the offseason. But you think about this, and I've said this before. When you go back and look at the Brewers, okay, you look at the beginning of the season to where we are today, right? Every starter has gone down at one point this season. Everyone has missed time. Yuli Chacin, your rock from last year, gone. Not even with the team anymore. Jesus Aguilar, the guy that launched you offensively early on last year until you get to about the All-Star break, gone. Travis Shaw, down season, not getting much done. Lorenzo Cain's had a down year numerically for what he's been able to put up historically in the past. Okay? So he's having somewhat of a down year. You've had to piecemeal things. Hernan Perez, who drops down a sacrifice bunt last night, advances the runner from second to third, and then ultimately with a fly ball after that scores a run. Hernan Perez got DFA'd. Let go. Nobody picked him up. He comes back with the Brewers, finds his way back into the bigs, and then drops down a bunt to give them a go-ahead secure run. I mean, think about that, where this team was to where they are to how they're getting it done. And you want to tell me that this is just crap and smoke and mirrors and they're getting it done in spite? No. No. Would I like to see them do other things at times? Yeah, I think we've kind of sat on our pedestals and we can look down our noses and critique things and say this is what I would have done, whether we're right or wrong. But for the grand scheme of things, this team's right there. Are you crazy? They're right there. Why would you be even remotely pessimistic about it? Well, you had to change, I think, anyway. You had to change maybe your goals, just get to the postseason and let the chips fall where they may. But come on, man. They're 82-69 right now. Two games behind St. Louis with 11 to play. And St. Louis still has a bunch of games left with the Cubs, and the Cubs are tied with the Brewers. And the Brewers have the easiest schedule. This is a perfect scenario, and you're upset about it? Come on, man. We'll talk about more of this tomorrow, and I highly recommend for the Ron Wolf interview for all segments, go to the podcast section. Go to BillMichaelSports.com. You can listen to it for yourself. Also, download the Radio.com app. You can find it there as well. Favorite us, like us. That way you get the details. Every time we have a big interview or something coming across, we'll notify you on your mobile device. It's time for us to go. Have a good one. Sleep.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.